20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Welcome back, Packers fans, to the Pack-A-Day Podcast. It's a Thursday edition. I am back, Jason Perone. I'm one half of our crew here, along with Mark Eckel of Packer Report. Big thanks to Paul Brettle for holding it down last week. Nice job between you and Paul. Mark, how's everything going on the East Coast?
It's going well. We need the three of us back. I don't know. I mean, I loved working with Paul last week, and you and I love working together, but we got to find a time to get, you know. I know Paul's so damn busy. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to get the It's hard to get the band back together. Well, we could see some changes coming up to the Thursday edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. Uh-huh. So stay tuned for that. But we'll work out all those things on the back end and figure out what's going on there. But some news dropped. It's been a while since we've been the fortune of the recipient of the news cycle. So some news dropped on Wednesday. Early in the day, it was Tom Brady announcing his retirement again for the second time, 1 year to the day he announced his retirement last year, and then went on that long tangent about how he was appreciative and all that kind of stuff. A lot of fanfare. This time it was about a 53-second video that he recorded on the beach and just said, hey, I'm retiring. It's final this time. He's not coming back. That is that. And I know that Tom Brady doesn't play for the Green Bay Packers, but there's some stuff going on right now, Mark, that is timely with regards to this. And that does impact the Packers, and that is Aaron Rodgers and all this discussion about trade rumors. And Tom Brady is now no longer an option for a team that might be looking for a solid veteran quarterback in 2023.
Right. And, you know, I don't care if Brady plays for the Packers. Tom Brady retiring is worth at least a mention, right? I mean, he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest player of all time. And I think he's for real this time. I mean, I don't think he can back off again, can he?
No.
Right. I think it's funny. That wasn't a coincidence that it was 1 year to the day, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. I don't know about that. I probably not. I think there was some. I think he was like, "Oh, my crystal ball was off by 365 days." And listen, I mean, still at the age of 45 years old, everybody was still like, "Well, you know," when they were talking about the preseason and predictions and who's going to win the NFC and who could win the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, it's still Tom Brady, right?
Yeah. No, I mean. Hey, listen, what he did throughout his career is just incredible. I mean, I saw a thing today. I forgot all the names on the list, but it was these five players went into the Hall of Fame at age 43. One of them was Steve Young. Mm-hmm. And I forget the other guys. They were all like, you know, great. Obviously, to go into the Hall of Fame, you're a great player. But it's all, you know, big name, great players. And then it said Tom Brady won a Super Bowl at the age of 43. Mm-hmm. So this thing, I mean, that really made me think like, wow.
Yeah,
like, you know, and that, not just the winning is unbelievable, you know, seven Super Bowl wins gone. He went to 10 Super Bowls. He went to, I don't know how many NFC championship games, or I mean, AFC championship games, and of course one NFC championship game, but to do it as long as he did, I mean, he kind of ruined it. Like for every, like when people say, oh, Aaron Rodgers only won one Super Bowl. He sucks. He only won one Super Bowl. Like, it used to be you won a Super Bowl. That was great. You were great. You won a Super Bowl. That was all you had to do because look at the great players that didn't win Super Bowls, you know? Uh-huh. But because Brady won seven, if you don't win more than one, you're not any good anymore.
Changed the conversation for sure. I mean, obviously, Brady's going to be a Hall of Famer, but the qualification is if you can't tell the story of the league, of the NFL, without that player, they have to be in the Hall of Fame. Well, Tom Brady is probably more deserving than almost any other name that's already in Canton right now. And you get, we can get into the debate about whether or not Belichick had, you know, I think it's a lot of different things, but the quarterback touches the ball on almost every single play. So
Well, listen, I don't want to badmouth Belichick, but I'm not badmouthing, I'm just pointing out facts here. Brady without Belichick won a Super Bowl and made the playoffs three straight years. Mm-hmm. This year's Bucks weren't very good, but they still made the playoffs three straight years. Belichick without Brady, the 1 year he got hurt, they missed the playoffs. His first year out of Tampa, I believe they missed the playoffs. They made them last year and then got embarrassed by Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And I believe they missed them again this year. Yep. So you tell me who was more responsible for the success in New England.
Right. Well, and thank you to Mike Pettine, Kevin King, and who else we want to throw in there Aaron Rodgers for allowing Tom Brady to play in a Super Bowl in his home stadium and win one in the NFC and just set all sorts of crazy records. So with regards now, so obviously congrats to Tom Brady on a great career. I will just say I'm glad he was in the AFC. We rarely had to see him as Packers fans, which is just fine by me. Although I did,
you know what, I always joked that, just a joke because I was so distraught, but all those years the Packers came close to going to a Super Bowl, they would have faced New England every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, they don't want to play New England. That's why they're losing these games.
Yeah, right.
And the Seattle game, they would have played New England.
Yeah, and by the way, I think all three of those would have been here in Arizona.
Is that right?
Yeah. 2007 was the Giants and the Patriots. That was the undefeated season that got ruined. Right. 2014 was here. That was Seahawks, Patriots after the meltdown in Seattle. And
26 wasn't that.
And right? Then back in, I guess it would have been...
When they lost.
Oh, they lost. Well, in 95, they lost to Dallas in the NFC Championship game, and they would have faced the, I guess they would face the Steelers here.
Yeah, if they going that far back. I was saying more like the...
Recent.
When they lost the 4th and 26, well, they would have had to still beat Carolina, but that was New England in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Seattle was Atlanta in the Super Bowl. I mean, New England in the Super Bowl. And when they lost to Seattle, Atlanta, and the Eagles, all those losses, and that's, you know, two championship games. One was the whatever they call that. I call it the semifinal, but they call it divisional round, whatever. New England won the AFC every time.
Right.
And the Giants, too. That's four. So, yeah. Every right. time they came close, they would have played New England. And TV was, I mean, the media, the whole, people would have loved the Brady-Rodgers Super Bowl. Or Brady Favre, I guess a couple times it would have been Brady Favre.
Right.
Did Brady and Favre ever play each other?
They did, and yes, in 2002, they played each other in New England. The Packers won that game.
Okay.
Yeah, they did. And then in 06, they faced each other too. Favre got knocked out of that game at Lambeau Field, and then so did Rodgers. Favre got hurt. He had to leave the game. And then Rodgers came in, and I think Rodgers got hurt as well, and they finished with their third quarterback. And then I think Aaron finished that season on injured reserve, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that was with a foot, right?
Yeah, in 06, yeah. That was prime Patriots. I think they were trying to throw a touchdown pass to Vrabel. That was like their big thing back then. All of the New England stuff. All the New England stuff from back then. Yeah, that was a very dominant Patriots team. And I started to say earlier, I was at the 2014 game at Lambeau Field where the pack was a great game. And that's when they had Revis and Nelson had a long catch and run. And Devontae Adams had his big breakout game. And he dropped a freaking slant that would have easily sealed the game. The Packers still won, but it had to come down to the end there. That was a lot of fun. Oh. That was a great game to be at. It was.
Oh, 2010 was the year New England beat him with Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn.
Because of the pack again, once hard to believe, Packers special teams messed up.
Dan Connolly,
guard
Dan Connolly, yeah, 300 yards or something, 300 something pounds. Well, the Packers have only made marginal strides with their special teams since then. So we can only hope that they can carry the good momentum forward from the end of 22 into 23. But
that 2006 game, it was 36-0.
Yeah, that was bad. That was a bad one. It wasn't happening that day. But so with regards,
their quarterback was,
I don't know who the third, I can't remember.
He didn't throw a pass because I'm looking at the yearly stats.
Yeah, I can't remember who the third QB was at that point. But I mean, geez, does it even matter? I mean, it was so bad. It was such a bad game.
Might have been. I don't know. No, I can't even think who it would have been.
Yeah.
The Detmers were gone, but Hasselbeck, maybe?
No, Hasselbeck was already in. He was already in.
He was already in Seattle.
Yeah. He was already in Seattle. Yeah, because remember, I think
he was the
QB. I mean, yeah, he was way in Seattle by that time because the QB, he was the quarterback in the season finale in 05 when they beat Seattle to win their fourth game.
Okay.
So, yeah, all sorts of weird memories that I can remember there. But I only have to go back a couple days to Aaron Rodgers on his latest appearance on the Pat McAfee show where he talked about his decision-making process and is he going to play again and talking about what he expects from the Packers. And he mentioned that he feels like some of the conversations are going on. He's not there at this time. Of course, that's just him speaking and being Aaron Rodgers. And then also saying that he doesn't want to make his decision right now. He wants to let the focus be on the the two teams in the Super Bowl, and Tom Brady comes out on February 1st and calmly, casually just drops his retirement news.
Well, better this week than next week, I think.
Yeah.
But still, I admire Rodgers for saying that. That hey, this is, let the Chiefs and Eagles, you know, enjoy the spotlight for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Although, you know, Brady kind of took the spotlight away for a day at least.
Yeah, he did.
But again, better this week than next week when they really amps up when both teams are together in Arizona. And I mean, this is the quiet week in a sense. But I know from covering Super Bowl, like with the Eagles in them, this is the week you want to get your stuff done. Like you practice more this week and put in a game plan and all that. Because next week there's too many distractions and too much else. Like you practice out there, but it's not the same. It's not as, you don't get as much done. Let's just say that.
Right. No, there's a lot going on. No, there's definitely a lot going on out there. I mean, we've had the fortune of, as Packers fans, of seeing our team in this situation for 3 times. And it gets more and more distracting. I mean, it probably only gets bigger and bigger as time goes on. I can only imagine. So they have to probably be in a convention center at this point with the number of media that come out from all over the world. And you get some weird, now you've got the podcast community too. And everybody's got questions and stuff they want to ask of players and things like that. And now I don't know if you remember this. I know that you weren't covering the team when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl in 2017. But they showed a video. Someone put a video up of Alshon Jeffrey. And this guy was trying to interview him about the Super Bowl, and Alshon Jeffrey did not want anything to do with the lead up to the game. He's like, I'm trying to win a championship here. I mean, he was literally giving this guy nothing, like not only nothing, but it was almost like giving him grief for being there and asking him questions. It was really something else. But yeah, there's no shortage of stuff that's going on there. Well, unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers is not there. So right now, the big conversation is with regards to what the Packers are going to do with him. So with Tom Brady taking out of the equation.
What's he gonna do?
Right. Well,
and I don't think he retires.
No,
I thought retirement was as much an option as coming back to the Packers or being traded. I had it all. There was obviously 3 possibilities. One, and you know, and there still are. He could retire and then he just retires, or he could come back to the Packers and roll it back one more time, or he could be traded to any number of teams. I think retirement now, and and you heard me say it a few times, I thought retirement was a distinct possibility. I don't think he wants to retire the same year as Brady.
No, I don't think he did. I mean, I don't know how much that actually plays a factor, but it's not going to hurt the situation now that he should play. And we were talking about a little bit earlier in our text chat where it's like, look, he didn't play as well in 22 as he has in the past couple of seasons. Obviously won back-to-back MVPs, but we're not talking about like Peyton Manning, who's got to duct tape and try to bionic arm his way through a season either.
No.
Rodgers still has skills and he can still play. And I think at a high level, it obviously didn't happen this past season, but I think there's reason to believe that he can do it.
I don't know. I love Aaron Rodgers. I do. And I like him more than most people. I like a lot about Aaron Rodgers. I really do. But and I don't get mad at some of the stuff. Oh, I understand a lot of the stuff he says. But you don't – because I've seen this with so many athletes and so many, you know, great ones. Once it starts, I don't know if you come back. I don't know at 39. Like, I think what you saw last year is what you're going to see next year and as long as he keeps playing. I don't think you're going to – I know he said I could win MVP again.
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think MVP, but I think he can have a statistically better season. But here's
better, but not – I think from here on out, and who knows if he plays 1 more year, 2 more years, 7 more years, whatever. I think you'll see him closer to 2022 than you will 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might be better than he was in 2022. Now keep in mind he did have a broken thumb for part of the year, which he probably should have sat out and give him. It was admirable that he played through it, but I just don't see. There's very few in any sport where a guy. When it starts to go down, and it could get worse. He could be Peyton Manning next year. It could get to the, I think there's a better chance of him being not that good at all than him being MVP again. He'll never be MVP. There's no way. With the great young talent in his league now. He's never going to be better than Patrick Mahomes.
Well, he also doesn't have Devontae Adams anymore.
Well,
so
if they went out and got him somebody, they can go get him. They trade for whoever, Justin Jefferson somehow. I don't know. It doesn't matter. He's never going to be, at this point of his career, he is not going to be better than Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow or maybe even Josh Allen or Justin Herbert or maybe Jalen Hurts. I mean, he's just not. He's just at his, at 39, 40, 41, he's not going to be better than these great young quarterbacks in their prime. I just don't see it.
Well, one of the other reasons.
And I love the guy.
One of the other reasons that I think that's true is because he's also gotten to a point where he's never going to be the quarterback that's just going to throw it to the open guy.
Exactly.
I mean, he even when he was young enough to do that, he still wasn't doing that. In the last couple of years with Mike McCarthy, and he really hasn't but a few times fallen into line.
He did early on, didn't he?
Fallen into line. Yeah, that's what I mean. A few times that he did, but it just you know, it became, where's Devontae? And he's had, you know, there's been a lot of reports about the conversations that he had at the end of the season with the Packers. And it sounds like they probably told him, hey, we're not bringing back all your friends again.
Right.
Like, we're not,
and they can't.
We're not doing this anymore. We can't keep bringing back what's left of Randall Cobb and Mercedes Lewis and some of those guys. Like,
and Alan Lazard, you can't bring Alan Lazard. I mean, if Alan Lazard's want to come back and play for $2 million a year, sure. But right. Guess what? Alan Lazard's going to get $9, $10 million a year. And the Packers have good young receivers that's the future, not Alan Lazard. So let right. Alan Lazard go to Chicago or Jacksonville or Houston for big money, and good for him, and let him, he deserves it. But with Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs and maybe Samori Toure, Lazard's going to be a third option at best. So you can't pay a third option $10 million a year.
Right. So with some of this discourse on Rodgers and what the expectation might be of how he's going to play, and what do you think the value is in other teams are thinking now? I mean, they're going to have to give up some compensation if they want if they want Aaron Rodgers. So where's your line in the sand? Where's your walk away point for a team making an offer for Rodgers? Like, if they don't come in with a first rounder, are you even entertaining it?
No, it's got, and I think you have to get a number one.
I
think you'll get a little more than a one. And now I think with Brady off the table, it adds more. I mean, let's be honest. I think the three teams most in the mix, and there could be more, but I think the three that, and again, if the Packers, going by what they've done in the past in terms like went Favre and even Devontae Adams or other players, like they'd rather trade him to the AFC, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to. I mean, so I'm going to rule San Francisco and Washington and Tampa Bay out, mm-hmm. although all three of them could be in the mix, but I'm. And maybe, hey, listen, the Eagles traded Donovan McNabb to Washington. He was in their division. So anything's possible, I guess. But I would think they'd prefer to trade him to an AFC team. So that leaves the New York Jets, which are obviously the odds-on favorite since they hired Nathaniel Hackett, who Rodgers went out of his way to say how much he loves him and how much fun he had playing for him and all that. So they're obviously at the top of the list. The Raiders, I believe, are in the mix now. They have Devontae Adams. They need a quarterback. They've made it clear that they're not bringing Derek Carr back, and they're looking to move him. And then I think this team hasn't been talked about as much. I have seen it a few places. I think the Tennessee Titans. I mean, that's a team that's kind of ready to win now. They have a decent defense. They have a great running back. They were pretty good this year until Tannehill went down, and then they fell apart completely. Actually, they've lost a couple games with him, but they really fell apart without him. And I don't know. I mean, he's been getting hurt. Are they ready to? I think if Aaron Rodgers is available to them, I think they'd be willing to move on from Ryan Tannehill to acquire Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
And if you're Aaron Rodgers, I don't think you'd mind going to any one of those three teams.
Right. I mean, some of those, like you mentioned, Washington. Washington is not a good situation.
No.
Even if they're willing to give up a lot of draft compensation, like, I don't know if Rodgers would be open to going there. And not only just going there, but you're saying if you got to get more than a one, and if they're lucky enough to be offered a first round pick in 2024, obviously Rodgers has to play 2 years,
right,
in order for that to happen. So it's like you'd rather send him to a place where you feel like there's a good chance he's going to stick around for multiple seasons. And at this point, the reports are out there, and with Rodgers, he's not going to come out and say too much right now about, I would or wouldn't play there, because it's not reality yet. But
right.
you have to think that he knows what the teams are that are being reported or sure. being thrown out there.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he's already in some way, if not him through his agent, hasn't already informed the Packers, listen, he's not going to Washington. He's not going to this team. Yeah, the Jets. Yeah, he wouldn't mind going to the Jets. He wouldn't mind going to the Raiders. You know, whatever. I'm making this up. I don't know. That's what he. But I think there might, even though he says there, you know, this is going on without me. Well, maybe it's not without him, but he does have people that work for him. You know, that can handle that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd be, if Aaron Rodgers' agent hasn't been in touch with the Green Bay Packers over the last, since the season ended, then Aaron Rodgers should get a new agent.
Yeah, right.
I mean, and his agent's a pretty good agent, so I'm sure, again, I'm not saying they talk every day, but I'm sure there's been meaningful conversations between whether it's Brian Gutekunst or Mark Murphy or both or whoever and Rodgers' representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what teams – is there a team I forgot?
I don't think so. But I, like I was saying beforehand, like before we started, there's always one team that comes in out of nowhere that wasn't discussed at all, and they end up being the team that gets the deal done. Like, I remember when it was around the trade deadline all the time, it was like, oh, the Packers will – they, you know, they should be in on this player and talk about this, and it was like very heavy and possible that the Packers were going to get X player. And then all of a sudden, some team that was never even rumored to be after them ends up swooping in and getting him. Well, that was just Watt, you know, making a terrible choice for himself to end the season here.
He wanted to live near you.
Well, if he knew how I felt about the Cardinals, he would not have wanted to be anywhere near me. I can tell you that much.
He just wanted to hang out with you a little bit.
Well, I did try to reach out to him a couple times. My son is also a JJ, and I did try to tweet at him a little bit and on that topic, and I guess he was a little too busy on the days that I reached out. I don't know. We'll have to, my people, I have to get in touch with his people. But yeah, I mean, this will heat up in another week or two, and this will have to get resolved, and the Packers will have clarity going into the draft as far as what it is that they'll have, and then they'll have to figure out the money situation, and there's always things.
Well, that's part of it too. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned the money. Now's the time to trade them.
Yeah.
His contract was done in such a way, it's weird. It's like no other contract I've ever looked at or you know, cared about. Usually, it goes the other way. Like, you know, the first couple of years, you can't trade them because this, that, other thing. But then by the third or fourth, yeah, you can get rid of them. No, his gets the cap hit and the dead money gets worse every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hate to say it, but they really should have traded them last year.
Right.
But they didn't. Yeah. They rolled it back one more time. It didn't work, but now's the time. And I hate saying that because, like I said before, I said this last week when Paul and I were talking briefly about the situation. I'm an old school guy where I love seeing a guy play his entire career with one team. That's why I love Kobe Bryant playing his whole career with the Lakers. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think other, there aren't many.
Marino.
Yeah.
I'm going way back there.
Marino, right. Good one. I don't like seeing Joe Montana. I love Joe Montana. I don't like seeing him with the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs uniform.
I didn't like seeing Emmitt Smith with the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
I'm not going to like seeing Aaron Rodgers with whoever. But I'll root for him. I will. I'm not one of them people that's going to wish ill will on Rodgers. If he goes to the AFC, I'll root for that AFC team to win every week.
Right.
Especially if it means the Packers get a better pick out of the deal.
Yeah. Yeah. But, well, if he goes, I guess if goes to a team and he improves them very well, it's not going to be a great pick. You know, if they.
Well, no. It could be like, I remember when the Packers traded Favre to the Jets, it was like, it's a third round pick. But if the Jets make the playoffs, it's a second round pick. If the Jets win a playoff game, or go to, then it's a first round pick. So if it's one of those kind of deals, then I want him to do as well as he can.
Right.
But I do anyway. I don't dislike Aaron Rodgers at all. I like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I'm not going to stop liking Aaron Rodgers just because he's wearing a Raider uniform or a Jets uniform. Right. I'm not going to like him as much because I'm still going to root for the Packers. They're my team. But I'm not going to like. Brett Favre on the Jets. I was hoping the Jets did well. Brett Favre on the Vikings is a different story.
Right. Yeah,
if Aaron Rodgers somehow ends up with the Bears or Vikings, no, I'm going to be upset.
Right. Yeah. It'll be, you know, deja vu all over again, just like Yogi Berra said way back in the day. Yeah, I don't think that's what will happen. But the thing is, you know, Rodgers, he's obviously up there in age for a professional athlete, but it's just such a short window of time these guys have to. And even for a Hall of Fame player, I mean, you could say Tom Brady, you know, got more than his slice of the apple. 23 years in the NFL is incredible. And for him to go out and still be one of the top quarterbacks in the game, still, the age of 45. Like that's it's
makes no sense.
Very few players get to go out on their terms like that. I mean, I'm surprised with all the fortune that guy had that he didn't go out with the Lombardi in his hand. But Rodgers is just not. I don't get the sense that he's done playing. He talked about how, like, when you watch the playoffs going on and you think about what it would be like if you were still playing and you think about the competitiveness of it all. And he did say that he appreciates having some downtime right now and be able to go do the golf tournaments and stuff like that. There's some credence to what you were saying after the season of, hey, there's a good chance that he doesn't. I thought you were crazy for saying it, but when you step back and look at it, and again, Aaron Rodgers, complicated fella, right? He's not the normal, not the norm. You just never know. And that could end up being...
I mean, the guy wanted to host Jeopardy.
Yeah. Yeah. He wanted to host Jeopardy in the offseason and record a whole year's worth of Jeopardy in like the 6 months that they were off.
Yeah, but the Jeopardy might not have gone for that.
No, of course not. No, of course not.
I mean, tell me another current athlete in any sport who said, I want to go be a game show host. Like while he was still playing that. Never.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan is a host of everything now, but not when he was playing. He didn't do any of that.
Right. Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. I'll take this to my grave. If the Packers would have won the Super Bowl, either if they would have beat Tampa and then beat Kansas City, and I think they would have, or if they would have beaten San Francisco and then beat the Rams and then beaten
Cincinnati,
which I think they would have, I think he would have retired.
Sure.
I think he would have loved. I think Rodgers would have loved to have done what Elway and Manning did.
Yeah. And then
take that Lombardi right to your retirement party.
Yeah. You still better far if you accomplish that. Like everything falls into place perfectly, but ironically, it was some of his own play and decision-making in critical moments in those games that led to his inability to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, like I said, I love him. He's like Hall of Famer on that, but you're right. I mean, people want to, outsiders, I should say, or people that just watch the Packers here and there or whatever. Oh, the Packers wasted Roger. Their defense wasn't good enough. This wasn't good enough. That they met, listen, in the games they've lost recently, the games I just mentioned, San Francisco, Tampa Bay, Rodgers wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, special teams was a disaster against San Francisco. But in spite of that, they only scored 10 points.
Yeah.
And they should have scored. I'll give them 13 because they blocked field goal. Rodgers took them to the field goal, and they had it blocked. But even so, 13 points? You don't win many games. I mean, they could have won that game, whatever, 10-3. But how often do you win a game 10-3?
Not lately. Not in this NFL.
Right.
Yeah,
and then Tampa, and he had the ball. He had the ball tied 10-10. The young Aaron Rodgers would have taken him down the field, and they would have won the game.
Yep.
The loss of the Lions this year. He had the ball a couple. The young Aaron Rodgers would have beat the Lions. Would have found a way to get him down the field and score.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had several times in the past, like against when they beat Dallas in the playoffs, even that Seattle loss, that terrible, terrible, terrible Seattle loss. What gets forgotten in that game because of all the bad things that happened was Seattle took the lead with whatever much to go, and Rodgers took them down for the tying field goal to send it to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became heads or tails. I mean, if the Packers win that toss, maybe they win that game.
Right.
But they didn't, and the defense was, at that point, it just falling apart, but,
Yeah, it was not
– Aaron Rodgers. And and I've seen this so often with so many great, great athletes where they're still okay at the end of their career, but they're not. Mickey Mantle wasn't Mickey Mantle anymore. I'm showing my age, but Willie Mays wasn't Willie Mays anymore. And I'm sure there's more guys. I'm not. Like you said, Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl, but they didn't win it because of him.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's the thing is I think everybody was kind of hoping that maybe the Packers would do what the Broncos did, which is surround Rodgers with a bulletproof supporting cast. So even if he's marginal at best, they can still do a lot of damage, and he's still Aaron Rodgers and he's smart and all that other kind of stuff too. But I think the Packers are getting a mulligan here. They really are. We're very fortunate that there's even an opportunity for Green Bay to get competent. They won't get what they got last year. They won't get the Russell Wilson Godfather type of deal anymore that they would have gotten a year ago had they done the deal. And
no, because he's MVP. You're trading MVP,
right? Exactly. Which would have been a whole other set of circumstances. But I do think the Packers are going to get another chance.
What,
and it just,
what do you think they're going to get?
Well, I don't know what they're going to get, but I think I don't know that.
I'm the Jets, and you're the Packers, and I'm all right. So I call you and I say, all right, we want Rodgers. What do you want?
Well, I mean, I'm going to start with I want a first and Sauce, but they're not going to get. They're not giving up Sauce. They're not doing that. Or Quinnen Williams or any of those really good players.
You can
too.
Have like, my first.
I think with the Jets. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they'd want a receiver. I think with the Jets, it's going to be mostly or all draft compensation. So if that's the case, and it's New York and it's a bidding war, and you can get Vegas in there and you've got Tennessee in there, then it's not unrealistic to say, hey, I want at least a first this year and a first next year from the Jets.
Okay.
And try to get that deal done or some iteration of it. I mean, obviously,
would you rather have a first this year and a first next year, or a first and a second this year?
Oh, first and a second this year, because protected, because then you know those picks are locked in and there's no chance that he has a miserable experience this year and decides to retire next year. And that's first round pick next year.
It's a locked in first.
Oh, if it's a first this year and a first next year.
Or a first and a second this year.
I think, I don't know. I still think I lean towards having the second this year, because a first next year is almost like a second this year, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Depending on where they finish.
Depending on where they finish too. So I think I'd rather take.
I know when the Packers traded Davante Adams, the rumor, I don't know, no one's ever confirmed this, but pretty strong rumor was the Raiders' original offer was a first, a first and a first, and the Packers said they'd rather have a first and a second.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as it turns out, they would have the seventh pick, and the Raiders felt that. I don't think the Packers thought the Raiders were going to be that bad this year, because they could have had the seventh pick in the draft if they took the Raiders first this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who thought that Derek Carr was going to not even finish the season with the team?
Exactly.
Even Davante Adams had a great season. If you just put Davante,
they were a playoff team last year. You didn't think they were going
to
get worse.
I thought they would go back to the playoffs. I thought they might even compete for the West, maybe. But here's the thing: if someone showed you Devontae's numbers when the trade was first made, and there wasn't any other context, they just said, "Here's what Devontae's going to do next season." You assume the Raiders had a good year, right?
Yeah.
He had a great season. He's Davante Adams. Yeah. He's still very, very good.
Because if he had those numbers, you figure, well, Carr stayed healthy. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, so Carr must have had a good year, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Josh McDaniels isn't a good coach.
Well, and the funny thing is that that's who Rodgers wanted when they let Mike McCarthy go.
He wanted McDaniels?
I think McDaniels was one of his first choices, if not his first choice. And who knows? That could have gone very poorly very quickly. But I think that Rodgers at that point, established veteran, getting a little bit older, knew he was going to play for a couple more years, but he's like, hey, I want this guy to come in here who's got championship pedigree, he's been to Super Bowls, he knows what a Super Bowl team looks like, whereas Matt LaFleur is like, okay, this guy's new, he's got to establish a culture, and does he know what it takes to win, you know, all that other kind of stuff. I can see where Rodgers might have preferred the Packers going a different direction on paper, but it turned out pretty well, at least for the first three seasons. This last season was interesting, and that's where this is where I think it's going to get interesting with LaFleur and him earning his stripes if they're going to turn the keys over to Jordan Love and move Aaron Rodgers on. And now let's see what happens this season with his offense and Love running it instead of Rodgers, and Love doing okay and limited action. And can he sustain that over the course of, I mean, all the questions get answered now because he's playing every week and playing front right. games and all that kind of stuff too. But it sounds like it's going to be quiet for the next couple of weeks, but my big takeaway when Brady announced his retirement was I did a fist pump, because I was like, okay, the Packers just gained in this situation here, and maybe even Aaron Rodgers, because he's got more options of teams that he can go to as well that he might want to go
Brady
play for.
Brady was going to go of the I don't think Brady would have gone to the Jets.
No,
I don't think that would have happened.
No,
he didn't want to go to Jets. No, but I think the Raiders and Titans, two of the other, were very strong possibility. But the Raiders, obviously, because of McDaniel, who we just talked about, you know, being in New England, he had him for so many years with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And there was rumors that Brady was going to go to the Raiders when he went to Tampa. That was like the second team. There's something about him going to the Raiders. And then the other team, Tennessee, Vrabel, right? I mean, Vrabel and Brady were teammates for a long time. So there's a connection there as well. So I thought if he hadn't retired, I think he would have ended up with one of those two teams. I mean, who knows? But there are possibilities, at least.
Yeah.
Now they're not, so they're both in play for the Packers now. And like we said earlier, from the Packers standpoint, the best thing that, that they could have is all three of those teams and another and get another team involved that, that isn't really even involved, but just get them involved to push the price up.
If, yeah. You know, oh, there's like going to be said, a bunch of Schefter bombs and Ian Rappaport reports. And if the Packers and Aaron Rodgers and his agent are smart, they'll make the most of this circus, even if it's only a couple weeks long. I'm sure we'll see some more smoke and smoke screens and fire.
Once the Super Bowl's over, this will become the main story in the NFL.
Yeah, it will. But it's
Now that Brady's retired, so he's out of the mix. Yeah, this will be the number one. What's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers?
It'll be the story, but it can't go on too long. I mean, fortunately, it won't drag on for months and months. We'll get resolution relatively quickly, and then
I think by the end of this month.
Today's
February 2nd, which would have been funny. So somebody, I wish it was me, had a great line that Brady should have waited a day to retire on Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, like here we go again, and then especially depending on whether the groundhog sees his shadow or not. By the time you're listening to this, we're recording on Wednesday. You'll know whether or not Punxsutawney Phil, is that his name? Saw his shadow. Do you care about that stuff? I guess it doesn't matter because it doesn't snow by you. Or same with me in
growing
Phoenix
up,
either.
I mean, I lived in Jersey and Pennsylvania, so
that's right.
Yeah, growing up, Groundhog Day was. I used to love Groundhog Day.
Did you ever go
around the country? It's probably not as big, right?
Did you ever go?
No, I don't like it that much.
not that.
I'd watch TV and see what was, you know, because every TV station reported on it.
Right. But speaking of, since it's been a while since we've done the weather, here's a spoiler alert: it's cold everywhere. It's winter. It's cold everywhere. Although it's warming up. It's warming up.
What's
here.
What is it out there?
It's actually in the mid to upper 60s. We're starting, but it's gonna up and down a little bit. No, that's pretty nice for right here. But I did want to shout out all of our regulars that used to send us weather, and I hope everybody's doing well across the pond and in Canada and in the Midwest United States and everywhere else that they send their weather from. I hope everyone's doing well. And a big hello to all of our international fans, especially that listen to the show. So I guess this was thank you, Tom Brady, because it gave us something more fun to talk about. Otherwise, it was going to be a bunch of numbers and stats and stuff like that. And we'll talk more contract stuff and players and personnel in the next.
We got a little week. Super Bowl talk next week, maybe. Too.
Super Bowl talk in the week
it's
to be.
It's two teams. It's a team I know pretty well and a coach I know pretty well.
That you do. So we might have to. Maybe we'll have to look into seeing if there's some special insight or something we can do to we'll for the show next week. Although all the media and everybody that you know is probably going to be here in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Doing that whole thing.
I may be able to get somebody.
Doing that whole thing there. So what is up at Packer Report right now and what's coming up?
All right. Well, up as we speak, I've been doing a series breaking down the team position by position. The offensive line is up there right now. But then I take a break from that. Actually, you and I talking earlier today, other news that we didn't talk about, but I'm sure our other colleagues have, is that the Packers lost an assistant coach, Jerry Gray, to the Atlanta Falcons. So I put together a list of potential replacements for Jerry Gray and who I would like to see them get and who I think they might. And but that'll be up sometime, depending on when you're listening. It could be up already, or if not, it'll be up later this afternoon.
Okay. Very, very good. I'm still on hiatus over on the Quick Science Podcast at Game On Wisconsin, but if there's anything fun that comes out and it's ready for a Monday edition, then I will definitely do a show. And if we get any Rodgers news or movement, probably won't over the next couple of weeks, then it'll be a while before I do another one of those there. But we'll be back again next week, next Thursday. If anybody has any topics, questions, thoughts, you can always find us on Twitter, tweet at us, tweet at the Packaday Podcast, send us a direct message, anything else like that goes and sounds great. But in the meantime, everybody, thanks for riding along with us. Enjoy the end of the week here. Have a great weekend. Hope you're staying warm wherever you're at. And as always, go Pack, go.